Hey, beautiful people. This is Nkechi, and I'm just hopping in to set the scene. You are currently listening to Talk Crypto to Me. There are over 15 plus episodes in this particular series, so make sure you get a listen to all of them. As well, don't forget to subscribe so you're notified every single time we drop a new episode. And make sure you join our community by becoming a member at www.nkechi.club. That's N-K-E-C-H-I.club. All right, let's go ahead and get into the episode, and I'll see you guys on the other side. Enjoy.
Wallet, but I did want to tag on to something that Andrew said about TradingView and also something that you had said about patterns. So if you really have a knack for like patterns and strategy and being able to identify those.
That's my thing right there.
Details. Yeah, me too. I honestly like top five, like strengths finder, strategic is definitely one of them for me. So I picked up trading pretty quickly because it's just how my brain flows. You know what I mean? So nice. I think that that would be something that you should definitely look more into if that's the type of, you know, functioning that you already do. You know, how you learn and how you see things is definitely going to play a big factor into how quickly you can pick up that type of, you know, industry. So I just want to throw that out there. But what I wanted to add about TradingView is for anybody in here that doesn't know what TradingView is, go to tradingview.com. And they do have a free membership where you can, you know, mark up charts and save things. And you can even, you know, set an alert for when price reaches a certain level on, you know, whether it's a stock or a forex currency or a, you know, altcoin, a crypto coin, whatever. You can look at all of that stuff on TradingView and set an alert. I believe the limitation is only one alert for the free account. But just so you know, if you wanted to go in and test it out and kind of get your bearings before you pay for the subscription or the, you know, upgrade packages, they do have a free version. So I definitely recommend doing that. And if you wanted to buy the upgrade, obviously it is recommended if you're serious about trading, I would wait until Black Friday. Because last year around Black Friday, they had the biggest discounts they've ever had, and they haven't offered them again. So I'm guessing they're going to do it again for Black Friday. So I would hold off, you know, a month, 2 months. Well, I guess we're at the end of October, so 1 month before you buy your premium package for TradingView because you won't regret it.
Oh, those were dope tips right there. So what's the average? Okay, hey, for you guys with the update, I pinned it to the top of the screen, so you'll actually see the link on the top for tradingview.com. And you know what? If you have an affiliate link, Amelia or Andrew, just, I don't know if there's affiliate links there, but send it over to me. I'll pop
they
that
do.
Link up there.
Definitely you have
one?
Do.
Yo, send it over to me, boo. I'll pop that one up there instead so you can get some credit. Yo, if you guys have tips like that and you have affiliate links, as you give the tip, if we deem it like, you know, valid to the space, you know, not plugging, not shilling, but actual genuine information, because that's what the crypto world's about. As you come up, just like DM it to me. I'll pop it up on the screen, or DM it to crypto. Actually, send it to crypto in position two, and I'll pop it up on the screen. Yo, who was trying to speak, Amelia? That was brilliant. Please stick around.
One thing I just wanted to follow on from Amelia there: if you are going to do TradingView and you don't have an account already, they do a free trial. But I don't know if it still works this way or not, but the time of the month that you start on the free trial depends on how long you get it for. So I think the closer to the end of the month that you do, you get like 2 weeks. But if you do it at the beginning of the month, I think you get like the whole month. So you might want to check that out too and see, because I know that I waited, I missed it once and then waited another month and I got an extra 2 weeks before I decided if it was going to be useful or not. So just look out for things like that too.
These are bomb tips. Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
Andrew,
you and the, yeah, already downloaded the
is app, the so version of the when you do the free trial of TradingView, it's for the premium version. So you can sign on at any time for, you know, a free account. But when you do the free trial, they used to have a 30-day free trial, so I'm surprised that they have knocked it down to like weeks.
Because they know they have the sauce now. They already know they have the sauce. Oh man. Oh, just real quick, I just wanted to shout out the amazing John Eckerd. Good morning, sir. Thank you for being a part of the space. We're talking all things crypto, so please, this room is your room. It's a family here, so thank you for being a part of the space, sir.
You're welcome. Good to be here.
All right. Yo, let's keep this conversation going. This is beautiful. This is wonderful. Just like I said, I chose to kind of keep a closed space for right now. But we'll open it up as time goes on. I just wanted to kind of be with the family for right now. But yeah, somebody on mic. The mic is yours, boo, whoever you are.
Hello, Dion here. Good morning.
Hey, Dion.
Welcome back to the crypto.
Yo,
space.
You know how long we know. So many of you guys are from the Doge room. You don't even understand. Like that room was so long. So many of your faces are just like burned into my memory for an eternity. Tell me what's
new,
Dion. Yo, you guys are amazing. Give me some facts, man.
Still here.
Return the favor.
Okay, so I just wanted to add to this conversation. If people are thinking about trading, even though I'm not a trader, but I just wanted to remind people of tax implications that, you know.
Oh, yes, talk about it.
Just, I don't know, I'm just going to general information, like if you make a profit, you are going to be taxed on it. So a lot of people try to go back and forth between crypto, you know, convert from one crypto to the next thinking that, you know, you're not going to be taxed because you haven't cashed out. But every transaction is a taxable event. If you've profited from it, yes, definitely. I just want people to look into that. I'm not a financial advisor.
But they're only taxing the profit that you made, right? The increase, just the difference, correct. Not the money that's in there that you originally put.
Not your initial money, but whatever it is in excess of that.
Profits. Who's submitting that information on your behalf? Like, who's snitching on you, Dion? That's what
you know. This space, you know, this space. For this space, you know, you're basically your own banker here, right?
Yeah.
For the most part. So you have to really keep track on this, especially if with regulations supposedly coming, you just want to keep track of it for yourself in case, you know, just be reminded to put whatever aside so that when the time comes, you can have that money available.
That's true. So based on what you know about taxes, guys, I really hope you guys have pen and paper out. Like this is vital information because I'm actually serious, guys. I'm about to get into trading. You guys know I've been a snob about trading for a minute because, you know, money makes you lazy. But but I say that to say this trading thing, especially what Amelia alluded to, that pattern recognition, you guys know that's my entire world. I love patterns. I love statistics. I love all of that stuff. I'm one of those weirdos. So I can see myself definitely fitting into this. And plus, I have so much free time on my hands at this point. I might as well put my brain into something so I can bring up some more information for you guys. But based on what you know, Dion, like, is there an X amount of trades that you would say for somebody to just chill within a 24-hour period, 72-hour period? Are there coins that you would say, hey, you can trade this as much as you want because you're always going to see the profit? And at what profit, what percentage, like profit, would you say, hey, at this percentage, that's the best time to start trading? Until it hits that percentage, you're just going to be eating up, you know, what you barely have to begin with.
No, I mean, that question is
sorry, there was a lot of questions in that.
I mean I understand where you're trying to go with that. It's just like if you're doing stocks, it's the same thing. If you're doing option trading or something like that, it's the same concept of, you know, if you have a profit, you have to, you're taxed on that. So it doesn't matter really the percentage. It's just, see, you have to really take these things into consideration because you don't want you don't want all your profits to be eaten up, right? So if you go above a certain amount, you're going to be taxed on it. So I can't say at what point, what percentage you should try and start from. It doesn't work like that. It's just, you get into a trade, you start, you enter. If you're using TradingView, you have your entry point, and you have to know at what point you're going to exit. Those things some sort of technical TA is required, but crypto is so volatile, like it's like OTC stocks.
Yeah.
So you just have to understand and keep track. If you are good at pattern recognition, then you have to just keep, you know, see how the stock is, the crypto is moving, pay attention to that, plot your, you know, the support levels and so forth, like you would do with stocks, and know when to get in and know when to get out.
I hear that.
So
that's
the best I can say. I mean, in terms of percentages and when to start and all that, I don't
hear that. So
that's the best I can say. I mean, in terms of percentages and when to start and all that, I don't have an answer for that.
No. I was going too deep with that one. I understand that one. Listen, due diligence is king. You guys know that's my saying from way, way back. So I love that. Yo, what are some educational portals that you would suggest? Or does TradingView have something built in?
Yeah, TradingView has a lot. I mean, I'm not familiar with it very well, but I know that you can plot your resistance and so forth. And you can put notes in there to say, you know, whatever news is coming up. Because in crypto, it has catalysts. You know, if something happens, you want to know what's coming up. If you get into a token, for example, you have to know the tokenomics, know what's happening with that particular crypto, know, you know, what events are coming up that could, you know, make that particular crypto spike.
Oh,
right,
man,
so
that.
These are all things.
Tokenomics. I see your Dion.
Well, you know, Guy really, you know,
yo, that's his favorite word. I swear, he's gonna get that word tattooed on him one day.
He's the man. But you know, I see it the same way I see stocks. It's the same sort of approach, but crypto is different. It is very volatile. Some things are more stable than others. So you have to just really watch and see how it's moving and, you know, plot your points and know when you want to, you know when it's a bargain and know when it's not.
Yeah. I totally hear that.
If you're watching it for a while, if you're watching something for a while, you kind of see how it's moving. Like if anyone was watching Shiba last night, for example, you know, it kept going back and forth between, it went up and then it went down back to a certain point, then went up again and went back down to a certain point. So if you can catch those fluctuations, you can do pretty well.
Man, the fluctuations. All right, yo, Dion, I just love you so much and thank you for being here. Please stick around. This I think this is gonna end up being an all day room at this point. Good morning,
Olivia.
Yes. Yo, back at it, Olivia. Yo, oh my gosh.
Yes. Yo, I thought about you yesterday. I'm like, yo,
we have to rehash it. This is back to the Doge days. And then the fact that it really is Shiba versus Doge. Like I'm looking at both of them on the charts. Ray Cat is here. I'm looking at both of them on the charts, just like really just neck and neck. Yo, what if Elon just wakes up this morning and just says, you know what? I'm choosing violence. You guys understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Oh my gosh. Please, I want to hear more input. Listen, if you have questions as well, if you remember what the Doge Room was about, it was also about, like, it doesn't matter how fundamental your questions are. You may be asking a question that someone else needs to know. And yes, I'm getting a lot of messages. Yes, I do know the room is locked. Yes, I know you want to ping your friends in. I'll unlock it soon. I just, I missed you guys. I think I like the vibe of starting it off with just like private. And then we open it up. All the pings will go out at the same time. It'll be a powerful space. I promise. Yeah, so if you have tips on coins that we need to be looking at, if you guys remember, like, listen, we talked about Shiba in the Doge Room. We talked about Cardano. We talked about Mana. We talked about so many altcoins in that room. And mind you, that room ran for like 11 days. And so many of those coins have hit since then. Like Olivia, so many of those coins have hit since then.
Many.
Yo, we need to know about all of them. I probably own like, I don't know, 500 million BTT. I'm really waiting for that one to hit because I have faith in BitTorrent. I have faith in the fact that people still want stuff for free. If you don't know what BitTorrent is, so if you have coins, especially if it's related to mining, those mining aspects where you can just get coins for free. For example, for BTT, I literally just rigged up a bunch of old I have like a laptop graveyard in my house from years and years of tech. I rigged up a bunch of them, and they just literally just put they just partition it and put BTT into the storage space there. That's how you mine it. There's another one that my girl Haley told me about some time ago, Theta. I need to get onto that one. So if you have any coins that you think are going to hit in the future, I want to hear about it and I want to hear the why. And then on top of that, if you have fundamental questions, what is an exchange? Where do I store it in? Should I use a hot? Well, what is a hot wallet versus a cold wallet? My girl Terry's here. Man, the whole family's here. I love it. So if you have questions, feel free to ask that as well. And yes, I know, guys. I promise I'm going to open this room up. I just missed you guys and I wanted to spend time with you guys. So yeah, let's keep the conversation going. And you know what? Another thing. Yo, what is making, you know how I am, guys. I need to know the what is making Shiba shoot up like this? I understand a bunch of people are dumping into it now because they know it's hot. I get that. But here's the thing. What is it that caused it to shoot up before that? You know what I'm saying?
I think the talk of it possibly being on Robinhood. Oh.
Hey, loves. Welcome to the other side. I hope you're enjoying the journey so far. If there are episodes you haven't listened to yet, make sure to check them out next. And if you haven't already, make sure you visit us at www.nkechi.club to join our community by becoming a member. That's nkechi.club. As well, don't forget to subscribe so you're notified every single time we drop a new episode. I hope that something you heard today touched you. And until the next time, please remember, you are loved, you are valued, and we couldn't do this without you.